This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's is what they have done. Have you ever heard that where somebody says, I do it so you don't have to? Well, they went out there and they realized that, like Dustin is a tall young man. He's got long arms. You know, so his reach, his length of pull, when he's putting a shoulder to a rifle to his shoulder, is different than yours and mine. One size does not fit all, and Boyd's Gunstocks understands that. And that's why they've gone out and developed this ergonomic puzzle to its, and they've taken it to its highest denominator, I guess would be the word. So, for you, when you go there, all of this research and development, now it's just waiting for you in their product lineup. And all you have to do is figure out which shape you think will work for you, order it, and then the one that you get will be the only one like it. Because they don't have any in stock. They make them when you order them. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let's talk a little bit about the YouTube attempted rampage killing. What happened there was bad, and it could have been a lot worse. So far, at this particular moment, the only person to die was the attacker. Do I want to say that was a good thing? Yeah, when you get to the point to where you have decided to go out and try to kill people you don't know, if you're the only one that dies in that little excursion of yours, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. It's a shame they other people were hurt, but at least they weren't killed. This lady, she bucked the narrative by being pretty much the opposite of what we're told that mass rampage killers are. No big deal, so be it, I don't care. I suspect the real takeaway is that anyone who's crazy enough to go on a shooting rampage, you know, that can apply to anybody. It's not a gender-specific occupation. But this is not going to stop the tech company CEOs from using this to try and push for more gun control. Because they already think they should be... This is where we're going to see their true colors. Because these guys are not combatants. Them looking out there and seeing this, they're not going to look at that and say, well, maybe we need to reevaluate how people can get on the campus, or maybe we need to reevaluate how people can get in the building, or maybe we need to reevaluate. Instead of doing that, instead of taking a cold, hard look at this, and just from the actual mechanics of this, they're going to panic. The only difference between them that were running for their lives and these tech CEOs is the tech CEOs were not there when this unfolded. So, we're hearing, I don't know where this came from, but I read this somewhere, and I just grabbed it. High-profile technology executives have called for increased gun control in the wake of the shooting at YouTube's headquarters that left at least three people injured and the suspect shooter dead. The attack at the Google-owned video services headquarters in San Bruno, California, Tuesday was allegedly carried out by Nassim Nahafi Agdam, who killed herself after the shooting, according to LEO. Technology CEOs, including Apple's Tim Cook and Microsoft's Satya Nadella, sent out messages of support, but some went further and called for stricter gun control. Twitter chief executive Jack Dorsey tweeted a link to the March for Our Lives page, a movement that is supporting stricter gun control in response to a tweet from President Donald Trump. He tweeted, "We can't keep being reactive to this, thinking and praying it won't happen again at our schools, jobs, or community spots. It's beyond time to evolve our policies. This is a simple and reasonable approach, and it won't solve all, but it's a good start." Well, Jack, I hate to tell you this, brother, but you've already got it in California. Yeah. You've already got it in California. You had it in Maryland, too. You got that in Maryland, too. And you had a school shooting in Maryland. You actually had an LEO there that knew exactly what to do. But, I hate to tell you this, but you've already got that there. And here's the thing. What they're talking about doing, say, in Parkland right now with the trying to control access to the building, trying to control what's coming in the building a la the see-through backpacks and everything else, that's going to do a lot more than banning guns. Because I hate to tell you this, but banning guns isn't going to do anything. Because that genie has left the building, fool. I love it when somebody gets out there and wants to describe what policy should be when their real deal is they are out there using a internet-based form of text messaging. And they developed something called the hashtag. Yeah. Uber CEO Dara, and let me see, Khosrow Shahi, tweeted following the incident, sending his support to YouTube and Google using the hashtag end gun violence. Well, brothers and sisters, I hate to tell you this, all of you out there in tech land, all of you little snowflakes that are out there thinking that the world revolves around the whole tech thing. It is definitely involved in it, but there's things that happen out in the real world that, you know, mere laws won't touch. It was illegal to go in there and shoot those people at Google already. It was in California. She went through she jumped through every flaming hoop she had to buy that gun and bought it because she could legally buy it. Now, what you're going to say now is, well, because of that, that's why we should ban guns. Well, no. You can ban guns, absolutely. California, go for it, and ban guns. And I want the Democrats to run on repealing the Second Amendment and banning everything out there. Ban, because I've seen their gun control. They're talking about the AR-15, the dreaded assault rifle. And that will also take out the Glock and the Smith & Wesson M&P and the CZs and the SIGs and quite a few guns out there. Take them all out. Take them all out because of how many they have box magazines, or they high cap, as they call them. And they can come in and out of the gun, you know, they release, put a new one in, freshly charged, as we would say. So here's a guy who can afford private security, and he thinks it would be just great to make it harder for you to gain access to the most efficient means of self-defense out there. This is not like the liquid snake that you can buy for your, you know, for your drain. There is no binary mixture of things that's going to make things better overnight. It's not pro-gun control, and it's not pro-murder, and the fact that gun grabbers not only present that as a fact, but seem to honestly and truly believe that this shows just how little they think about violence. They see a tool, then they seek to ban the tool and forget the problems, the jack wagon that's holding the tool. Same jack wagon will pick up another tool. Ask London how that's working, Jack. Now, what you can do is you can set up to where when the jack wagons when they gain access to your building, you knock the jack wagons clean out of their socks. And in the chat room, DK's in there saying she drove 500 miles to get to Google. That is an awful lot of motivation. This person was driven. She was going to go there. She was going to go, and she was going to go do this because she felt like she was wronged, and she was going to right that wrong. And I get where you think that this will solve the issue. It won't solve the issue. We've already been down that path, Jack. Go back to working Twitter, could you? Let the adults handle this, please. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's, what they've done is they have just committed themselves to developing something that you can take and bolt straight onto your gun, because they handle 200 name brands, 2,000 models. Your gun's probably in there. Pump shotguns, they got it. AR-15s, they got it. Any sort of bolt gun, semi-automatic, magazine gun, they got it. All you have to do is go to Boyd's and figure out which one is the one you like. Check them out at boydsfirearms.com. Now, I have a question for you. First and foremost, what is the militia? When you think of militia, what is a militia? Now, also, while you're thinking about it, tell me what the issue firearm was during the Revolutionary War, because everybody should already know this one if you listen to me for any period of time. But what was the issue firearm? And where did they store those? Were they the British type muskets, those sort of name brands? Were they American made? Where did they come from? Of course, the answer to that is they came from whoever brought them, because there was no arms room at the time, and there was nothing else centralized at the time. But let's begin with the simplest of observations. The United States Constitution serves two distinct purposes. First, it enumerates the powers and procedures of our central government, our nation's central government, which was defined as three distinct bodies, which, by the way, two-thirds of the high school students currently lecturing us about the Second Amendment cannot name: the legislative, the executive, and the judicial, with levels of authority descending in that precise order. The second was to enumerate the limit of their power, which is the sole reason why our Bill of Rights exists. And the Constitution would not have been ratified in 1791 without the addition of the first 10 amendments. Therefore, our Constitution would not exist without the limitations to our central government's authority described within the Bill of Rights. And some, believe it or not, some miss the simplest of those understandings. Like Brett Ahrens, who in 2016, after the Pulse nightclub massacre in Orlando, committed to a different argument at Market Watch. He argues the Second Amendment does not describe a limitation of the federal government's authority, as is commonly understood, of each of the other nine amendments. Rather, the Second Amendment is an instrument of government. It's not about hunting or gun collecting or carrying your pistol into a saloon. The Founding Fathers left it up to us to pass sensible laws about all these things. The Constitution is about government. His argument as to the veracity of this statement is among the most laughable things you're ever going to read. He cites Alexander Hamilton in Federalist 29, cherry-picking the choice phrases from the essay, filling in the gaps with his own thoughts. For example, he wrote, "Each state militia should be a select corps, well-trained and able to perform the operations of an army. The militia needed uniformity in organization and discipline," wrote Hamilton, "so that it could operate like a proper army, in camp and in the field, and so that it could gain the essential degree of proficiency in military functions." Hamilton argued against a standing full-time federal military, favoring the well-regulated militia among the states to preserve liberty from a tyrannical federal government. Arend is a mental midget. His logic appears to be based upon nothing more than the observation of the fact that a well-regulated militia is cited both in the Second Amendment and Federalist 29. So therefore, Federalist 29 must be about making the case that the Second Amendment's purpose is to secure solely their right to keep and bear firearms, not the right of the people, but the militia. explicitly. And there's nothing more that binds Federalist 29 to IRM's claim. And it should be, we should note that there are mountains of practical examples among Hamilton's contemporaries refuting that claim. Samuel Adams, and not the beer, but the actual man, in 1788, same year this Federalist paper essay was published, said plainly that the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Madison, in 1789, said before the explicit language of the Second Amendment had been ratified, that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. George Mason in 1788 to the Virginia Ratifying Convention. I asked, sir, what is the militia? They consist now of the whole people except a few public officers. Even Hamilton exerted in Federalist 29 asserts the same. RN missed that part too. It's pretty clear that Brett Armour, he missed a lot of things in that essay. He offers that Hamilton was scathing about the idea that the militia could mean every Bob, Billy, and Benjamin with a musket, saying Hamilton wrote that a militia is only the only substitute can be devised for a standing army and the best possible security against it. But it's not the whole quote again there, Bob. Anyway. Hamilton said, an army of any magnitude can never be formidable to the liberties of the people while there's a large body of citizens, little if at all inferior to them in discipline or the use of arms, who stand ready to defend their own rights and the rights of their fellow citizens. This appears to me the only substitute for a standing army and the best possible security against it, should it exist. So in other words, Bob, the way to keep the standing army in line was to have a like set up and equipped citizenry. Bob. Every Billy, Bob, and Benjamin. You know, I try to be a man of peace, but every time I hear something like that coming out of the face of one of these leftists, don't you just want to do like a Roy Batty, like when he gets hold of Emmett Tyrell in Blade Runner. Time to die. That one. You know what I'm talking about? Have I said too much? Anyway. The well-regulated militia, Bob, is all the people, as Mason said, and that is necessary to the security of the free state. That's quite easy to understand. It's English. The whole regulated part, you got to go back to the vernacular of the way they spoke and not look at the way it is today. Not look at, you know, a regulator can be something on your car now. It regulates something on your car. Or you think it's something, it's laws, regulations, rules, laws, that kind of thing. I get it. I understand. It's because you're a leftist. I get it. I understand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. You know, I keep saying this, and the thing about Boyd's, and what I'm going to do is, I just to prove it to myself, I mean, I fully believe it already. The At-One stock that is on the Scout rifle, which I haven't done anything with, I know that, is perfect. Perfect for that rifle. The way it's designed and everything else. It adds a little weight to it, right? So among the Scout rifle purists, they would look at this and say, well, this has broken the spirit of the Scout. Cooper would not approve. Well, okay. Well, Jeff don't own this particular one. But you know what? I'm going to play that game, and I'm going to try to find something a little lighter and see if that works as well as the At-One stock. I will probably stay with the At-One stock, but just to prove the point, I'm going to try some of the other Boyd stocks on this just to see how it works. Check them and join me in that experiment, would you? Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now. let's take a moment and Let's do something here, shall we? Let's just we've talked a lot about the leftist assault on our right to keep and bear arms for the defense of ourselves, our families, the community we live in, our Constitution. But it is a mistake to just think that simply a disarmed population is the leftist's desired end state. No. That is the first step towards the final step, which would be the subjugation of me and you or the normal people in the United States. What they want is not only for us to be disarmed, but to be silenced. They're not going to stop with the Second Amendment. Now they're going to move to finish off the First Amendment. They don't want you to speak freely. They don't want you to have access to a free press. They don't want you to practice your religion as you see fit. And when you are disarmed and silenced, you're stripped of any god but government. The government they control, absolutely, and forever. Then they will have achieved their dream, and which I don't know what they do at that point, but you will no longer be a citizen, you will be a serf. I don't know what the left does at that moment. We can imagine what an America without our rights would look like, and it is not very nice. Right now you're going, that's just crazy. Right? Yeah. Look to the British, my cousins across the ocean. They have given us a preview. They allowed themselves to be disarmed. And why would they need a gun, you might ask? Britain is totally safe. Except that London just stumbled past New York in terms of violent crime. They took the lead right there. And it has an epidemic of knife violence and acid attacks. But on the plus side, the decent people are helpless. In the view of the elite, like Sadiq Khan, for example, the mayor of London, that's a plus. Because if you're going to live in a big city like that, you got to expect a little bit of stuff like that, right? But you have such great shopping there. London people, when you are helpless, you need them. You are compliant with whatever they say. But at least they have freedom of speech. Except they don't. In recent weeks, some guy calling himself Count Dankula was convicted of a crime for saying something. For talking. He was criminally convicted for saying something, for just talking. It was a joke. It was not in good taste, and he now faces jail for speaking words. So 5 minutes before whatever sentence he uttered, he was an upstanding citizen. Then he uttered that sentence, and now he is a convict. And the police agencies in a land that used to be the bulwark of freedom and human rights are on the case, tweeting warnings to others who might say something that offends the elite sensibilities, that the bobbies are watching. Right now, George Orwell is sitting up in his grave going, I told you! But he'd probably be in the slammer, too, for saying things that are illegal to say as well. So, in once Great Britain, there are things that are illegal to say. Oh, no. But not here at home, not in America. Why, that could never happen here. Of course, the left certainly don't want to limit your speech, just like they don't want to take your guns. That's pure, and it's not nearly as good as Oscar Mayer, but it's baloney nonetheless. The left is intent on taking that right away, too. Take a look at your college campuses if you want to. If you want to see what America will look like in 20 years if these aspiring Castros and Chavezes get their way. Go to a college campus and try to say what you want. Try saying something that dissents from the social justice warrior gospel pushed by the pierced, tatted-up, screaming weirdos that the gutless administrators cater to. I don't have anything against, by the way, people that pierce themselves or tat themselves up. I'm tatting myself up. You know what? I also employ myself. So I don't have to worry about anybody disapproving of what I do. These kids, they're going to have a lot of student debt. They need to have a job. If you went on some college campus and stated the obvious, like, there's two genders, not 183 of them, well, you're in big trouble. You are in big trouble. Academic justice does not mean an examination of the facts and the evidence. You don't get a chance to provide a meaningful defense. No, the social justice warriors come out and they come at you. And it's spreading off campus into the real world like gangrene. It's not as far along as the campaign to leave you defenseless in the face of the Democrat-friendly criminals and aspiring Democrat tyrants, but it's coming. Look at Roseanne Barr. Not a conservative, but she dared to buck the elite's prejudices about normal people and refused to portray them as hideous racist buffoons in the reboot of her show. And that's unforgivable. Look at Laura Ingraham. She said something the left don't like, and through their agents in the big corporations, and only an idiot believes that corporate America is still dominated by the old school Republicans instead of the eager Democrat, leftist tyrant, communist allies, they attempted to annihilate her. And the left cheered at the thought that her voice would be silenced, including alleged journalists. There used to be a time when they would pretend to care about that. They don't know more. They love the idea of shutting up the opposition. Today it's through intimidation. Tomorrow will be through government. And it all has to happen with no guns. They got to stop us from being armed. They got to take this away. And, you know, they know that a gun is a tool of a free man. And when you have them, you have the dignity that comes with the ability to protect your life and your rights. They want to strip you of that dignity. Now, you aren't powerless yet, because regardless of their ridiculous lies about how an armed citizenry can't possibly pose a military threat to a leftist dictatorship, they know very well that as long as you have your weapons, you're not going to be their slaves. And if somebody's been honest with them, they've said, you know, ever heard of Afghanistan? Ever heard of an insurgency? Well, we have a really well-armed insurgency in waiting. Once your Second Amendment rights are gone, do you think the left will suddenly decide to be more respectful of your First Amendment right? We will have gotten what we wanted, so now live for the rest of your life and prosper America. No, that's not going to happen. Or do you think they will accelerate their campaign to strip you of the civil rights that remain the last obstacle to their full and complete and total control of you? Think about that. Think about that for a while. I happen to think they'll go for everything. I know they'll go for everything. They're showing that now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks. Maybe if that's
hardwood gunstock, everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Be sure and go check them out at Boyd's Gunstocks and look at what you've got laying around the house. Everything you've got, believe me, can be improved upon. Unless it already has a Boyd's Gunstock on it, check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. For some reason, when I had that little faux pas just then, I was thinking about that Bill O'Reilly thing where he's cussing at the camera. And I was just thinking, in 6 years of doing this and all the missteps I've had, I've never done that. Does that make me better? I don't think so. We have a caravan coming along, you know, convoy, if you will. Except C.W. McCall isn't there to sing the song for us, the old rubber duck. A mob of foreigners is planning to march across the United States border, knowing in advance that numerous sanctuary cities will be happy to break the federal law and welcome them in with open arms. Unidentified individuals being allowed to vote in U.S. elections. Riots in universities with the intention of preventing any discussion that does not agree with theirs. That kind of reality, that's all happening now, and they're all symptoms of a political plague that has been visited upon America and most of Europe. And 430 BC, Greece was hit by smallpox. In 1347, Europe contended with the Black Death, and today America and much of Western civilization are facing leftism. Not the traditional pathogen seen in earlier plagues, but nevertheless still contagious and quite deadly. Now, the primary vector, if you will, the primary vehicle used to spread this insidious cognitive disorder at an alarming rate consists of a leftist propaganda network known as the mainstream media, indoctrination farms to leftist ideals via an overpriced, monopolized leftist education system known as the schools. And like many infections that use the resources of the host to destroy the host, leftism perverts America's justice system, corrupting weak elected officials and brainwashing tens of thousands of young adults, all in an effort to decimate the freedoms of the republic. Even with their distorted knowledge of human nature, a defective version of history, and a prolific case of massive immaturity, leftism continues to thrive and push ahead with its suicidal progressive agenda relying on ignorance and gullibility. Now, a clear example of this exploitation is where the left has managed to distort the Bill of Rights into its own bastardized version of, in an attempt to eliminate liberty, limit free speech, and end the right of the individual to defend against oppression. They survive within their own self-made mirage that uses very nicely well-written speeches containing caring and poetic language, and emotional appeals appear to be on the side of the good, protecting the weak and the needy in society. But in fact, they exploit and manipulate both the weak and the poor to continue to remain in power. Dig, if you will, a picture of the infected American cities of Detroit, Baltimore, and Chicago, where the left has total control and can implement whatever programs it wants, and look at the result. You got perpetual devastation, crime, and misery. California, a gigantic, once wealthy and successful state, is now an insolvent laughingstock of the world with some pieces that look like a high-speed rail laying around somewhere. Once you become infected with the leftist idea, an individual's perception of reality becomes similar to that of a five-year-old. His worldview is filtered through projection and hypocrisy. The left preaches free speech and inclusiveness and tolerance, but omits the part about those qualities applying to those who agree with the leftist agenda. The left calls conservatives violent when the leftists themselves are the ones seen throwing stones and breaking windows and setting cars on fire. The left says it cares about those wanting to leave a lawless country by crossing into a law-abiding America, but they conveniently forget the fact that such action ignores American law. It's unfair to immigrants who follow the rules and lays the foundation of participation in American society with the crime of illegal entry. Leftism has been around for a long time and it has evolved, but this new strain of radical leftism is something new, and if the CDC could pinpoint its emergence, Barack Obama would probably be identified as patient zero. To ignore this new plague is like neglecting cholera. Not the answer, and it only invites this global pandemic that will be much harder, if not impossible, to stop. Cures such as revamping the high school and the college curricula to incorporate American history and conservative ideas, the establishment of conservative mainstream media outlets, and efforts to promote traditional values within the entertainment industry are available, but the sooner that happens, the better it would be. While conservatives are busy with raising families and working hard to create and maintain a functioning society, leftists are busy exploiting entitlements that give them the financial resources which allow them the time needed to plan again, or against, rather, protest and fight conservative values. So getting the country back into a healthy state is not a certainty. It's going to be a long, long trip. But we're going to have to take those first steps soon. Very soon. As we get ready to flip into the next hour, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things real quick. I have yet to see where all this is going, as are the rest of it, at least at the federal level. But even Trump, for some reason, thinks bump stocks need to be banned and ICS checks need to be tightened, particularly with regard to mental illness, whatever that means at this particular moment. As always, the critical details are not talked about. No legitimate operator gives a damn about a bump stock. They have a kiddie appeal that's generated some retail sales, but in my world, they're somewhat silly and nothing that has any serious application that would interest me. Yet, the argument in favor of banning them is false. Bump stock-equipped rifles were found at the scene in Las Vegas, mixed in with at least a dozen other guns of various descriptions. And up until that event, They'd never been involved in any other crime. Just that one event. And I guess that alone justifies a federal ban, or at least in our upside-down world. Nobody is talking about exactly how bump stocks currently in the private hands are going to be rounded up and apparently confiscated. Ugly details like that are subject non grata with our leftist media and possibly with our president. But what concerns me much more is the ill-defined term mental illness being used to arbitrarily strip Americans of our Second Amendment rights. Who decides what that means? Who is mentally ill? Stalin and Hitler and Pol Pot and a host of other fun guys, they routinely used accusations of mental illness as a pretext to disenfranchise political dissidents and eventually imprison and murder them. Healthcare professionals of the era were recruited to do the paperwork, and most were only too happy to comply. There's no way to take that scenario of history and put it above our current generation of leftists. So, will all of the people with MDs behind their name now be able to declare any fellow citizen mentally ill and thus permanently disenfranchise him or her? Will a person's entire health history now become an open book just because he wants to buy a gun? Is there going to be an appeal process? Is it going to take a long time? We need to know the answer to all of these things, and no one in media, even Fox News, ever asked those inconvenient questions. Now, most of us would agree that the authors of the Magna Carta and our Constitution, particularly our Bill of Rights, would have been solemnly declared mentally ill by standards of the day and most healthcare professionals of the period. There is the slippery slope. So, we can't have that. We can't allow that. We have to fight that. We have a government that's inefficient, top-heavy, and tax-mad. So, we have to keep, that's the way we have to regard them. And then we're going to let them make these decisions for us. Yeah, that's what we're saying, right? No, I'm not going to do that. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.